Letters to Daniel, Volume 1. Letter 2-4. The Day of Seven, Part 2. Breaking the Silver Cord. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 10th month, on the 8th day of the 10th month.
Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed."
Dear Dan, as I previously mentioned, Letter 23 has been renamed. The new name is The Day of Seven, Part 1, Revelation, Chapter 18, Verses 1 through 3. In October of 1999, when I started working at G2, I also discovered through a brother the existence of a small house church located in L4 named U3. I worked at that job and attended this church regularly through the 7-month period that I now call the Day of Seven. I had weekends off, so I was able to attend the Sunday meetings. I have always been more at home at house churches because I grew up in a Jesus people house church. And I find that home meetings are hosted and attended by and large by other Lone Rangers, although they may not see themselves in that light. It was there that a prayer for deliverance was given over me, which has continuing effects in the Lord's ministry through my life to this day. Within the first month of my attendance, the Lord told me that my mother-in-law was a host to one of the 5 predominant princes of witchcraft that Satan had assigned to the west coast of the United States. It would appear that this fits the scriptural category of a principality, with a power being over the 5 princes, or the west coast principality of witchcraft. I was then moved by the Holy Spirit to ask for prayer for myself at the next meeting, which I did. But the realization of this thing had me shaken to the core. Not only did I have what I thought was a routine human relationship with my mother-in-law, but also with a fallen angel of witchcraft. And Satan was aware of the Lord's directive to me to attain this prayer. So the opposition to my even admitting to and agreeing with the truth was great. That's where the training of the, quote, buy 10 contracts, unquote, word came in. I think you can guess that losing $200,000 or more by delaying my obedience was not a small thing, nor very easy to forget. Looking back, I think it was that lesson that gave me the strength to follow through with the faith to believe what I heard about my mother-in-law and act on it. At the next meeting, when I went forward for prayer, there were 2 friends, CB1 and CS2, I had known for years, there. I asked if they would join me in agreement, which is in itself another story for later. They went forward and stood with me in my weakness. The church pastor, CB5, laid his hands on me and prayed. He prayed by the Holy Spirit, and I remember one phrase that was spoken went something like this: "Let the silver cord be broken." Afterward, one of the 2 friends, who was a regular attendee, said that was the most powerful prayer they had ever heard the pastor pray. Even after the Day of Seven ended, I continued with this church for some time and received many blessings and a unique word of directive, which will be revealed within the next few letters. Blessings. P.S. Dan, when I am finished writing these letters, I will send you a decryption key so that you will know what all the codes mean. It appears that these letters are turning into the word of my testimony, and as such, must be told to others while keeping identities of people secret. I would like, and the Lord would ask, that you and your wife have full knowledge of what is being said.
The prisoner wishes to say a word.